Hello and welcome to another edition of The Name Game. This is Bob Zanotti. We are in the courtyard of a majestic chateau in the canton of Valais in southwestern Switzerland. If I look to the north, I see that world-famous resort of Crans-Montana. In front of me is a fountain, which I hope you can hear in the background. To the left and right of me, guarding this little pond here, which is the arrival yard, actually the courtyard of this chateau, very noble chateau, are two bronze Great Danes, it looks like to me. This is known as the Chateau Mercier, and it is the landmark, one of the great landmarks of our mystery location today. I'd like to welcome, for I believe the third time on the Name Game, Richard Eggle. Richard is a teacher of English, and that has a connection to our mystery location as well. First of all, Richard, welcome back, and thanks for helping us out again on the Name Game.
Welcome to you and to your listeners.
Richard, this is your part of the world. You grew up in the Upper Valley, which is near Brieg, the German-speaking part of Canton Valley. But Canton Valley is bilingual, German and French. In fact, the majority language is French in the Canton of Valais.
Yes, that's true. We are in the French-speaking part today. It's actually the language border between the German-speaking and the French-speaking part of the Valais. And when you go to shops here, you will find that most people speak both French and German. And there's a little village nearby, or a part of this town, actually, where people speak half the sentence is French and half the sentence is German. So they mix the two languages. We have to adapt when we come to work here. It's clear, because the majority speak French, or it is a French town, basically.
But we hear a lot of reports, and some people say it's highly exaggerated by journalists looking for something to write about this so-called Rüschtigraben, this dividing line between the German and French-Swiss mentalities and cultures and language. And one says that there are tensions between the two groups. Do you find tensions here?
Not at all. I think we can communicate. I work in both parts of the canton as a teacher. So I teach French speakers, I teach German speakers. They work together, they live together. I don't see any tensions whatsoever. It's more at the political level that we don't have the same ideas as far as Europe is concerned, etc. But the Rüschtigraben is, I think, an invention.
Well, let's get back to our mystery location. It is technically bilingual, but definitely French-dominated. If we look to the north, Crans-Montana, we can see the rather futuristic buildings that were put up in the 1970s there. Roger Moore makes his home there, and some other well-known people.
Yes, the rich can spend their holidays in Montana.
Now, if we look to the south and down in the valley, we see the Rhone River, and it's very high and very wild this time of the year.
Yes, because the snow is melting in the mountains, and we had lots of snow this year. We're very happy to have so much snow, but now it's melting, and of course it adds to the flow of the Rhone, which is usually rather slow and pleasant, but now at the moment, yes.
The climate is very beautiful and very southern, almost Mediterranean, as is very typical of Canton Valais. In fact, our mystery location here is nicknamed the City of the Sun. One supposes there's a lot of sun here on an average.
Well, they claim, especially the tourist office, of course, that they have 300 sunny days a year. And being here regularly, I can only say yes. I must say it's true. The town is also one of the hotter places in the valley, which is already one of the sunnier places in Switzerland.
Witness the vineyards that are surrounding us.
And that, of course, is the great source of energy for some of the most outstanding wines of the valley. We have wines, white wines mainly, from this region. Fendant, Johannisberg. If I wanted to name...
These are the whites.
That's the whites. If I wanted to name all the whites, I would have to name about 15-16 different whites that are grown in this region.
This has perhaps contributed so much to the attraction here that has brought some very well-known figures in the arts over the centuries.
One of the most famous persons was Rainer Maria Rilke, who is actually buried not far from here in Raron, in a small churchyard. And Goethe was here, passed through.
And even Winston Churchill, I think, spent
Winston
time.
Churchill, maybe on his way to the Upper Valley, because that's where he went. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he stayed here, but he passed through. That's true.
And there's also a reputation for culture in our mystery location. Musical events, a lot of artistic events, all through the year, especially though in the warmer months, and they are international.
Yes, one which is very well known, which has grown to quite a reputation, is the Festival de la Bande Dessinée, which is cartoons. And this has really international fame now.
Let's turn to our chateau again, which literally towers over us. And this is a classic design. I'm not an architect or an architectural historian, but if you talk about a classic French chateau, I think of this. How would you describe it?
It looks somehow...
First of all, there's a nice tower, a square Romanesque tower there.
It somehow looks medieval. Mm-hmm. And
but also very Italian, I thought.
That's right. The fact is that this chateau was built between 1905 and 1908 by the family Mercier, which must have been a very...
Poor people.
Very poor people, right. Yes.
And 100% stone construction. It's magnificent.
Yeah, it's really great. Yeah. And this chateau is now in the hands of the state and the foundation, and is used as a venue for conferences.
There is a number of very important institutions of specialized education. I think, first of all, of the one you're associated with, that is the Swiss Tourism School. What do you teach there? Obviously tourism, but what aspects of tourism?
Well, the students attending the Swiss School of Tourism, they're actually preparing for management jobs in tourism. They're going to work as directors of tourist offices, as marketing managers in large hotel chains, etc. So we teach more the management of tourism, not so much...
The business side.
Yes, not so much the hospitality side, for which we have other schools in our canton.
You had someone here who made himself famous. What was his name? Cesar Ritz, I think?
Cesar Ritz, but he was from my part of the world. But he started, or his career, he started his real big career in Paris. Mm-hmm. And his name is, or Cesar Ritz, King of the Hoteliers and Hotelier of the Kings.
Yes, and if it sounds familiar because of names of hotels around the world, yes, Ritz-Carlton, I think,
that's
for example.
Right. Yes.
And the funny story, when he was a boy, an apprentice in a hotel, I think his master suggested that he should change jobs because he didn't seem to be very good at it.
It was absolutely useless and hopeless, they told him, yes.
Now, there are other, beside the Chateau Mercier, which you can see from the main road going through Valais, and it towers over our mystery location, you have also a large number of chapels and churches and museums here. This would add to the general picture of culture and certainly makes this place very attractive. One has the impression this was a place that people came to because it was almost self-contained. It had everything. It had agriculture. It had good wine. It had cultural affairs and so on. This seems to be more or less the image of our mystery place.
Yes, it is certainly not an industrialized place. There is industry, but it's soft industry, and it's rather on the outskirts of the town. I think it's more a town of services. There is some tourism. It's tourism mainly connected with the resorts in the neighborhood, in Val d'Anivier. Montana has been mentioned before. From here, you can actually reach more or less every big resort in the valley, French or German speaking, within an hour or so.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that you eat very well, exceptionally well in our mystery location. Do you agree with that?
I would agree, yes. There is another chateau that has been turned into, we could say, a gourmet temple for local foods and wines. Mm-hmm. So you can have the typical valley speciality raclette, which is melted cheese that you eat with potatoes and gherkins and other mixed pickles. And, of course, you can have very good plat valaisan, which is dried meat from beef, from pork. And in autumn, the place is very popular with people who want to have the special autumn brisolé, which is only served when they pick the grapes. And this is grapes and cheese and chestnuts and, of course, wine to wash it down.
I dare say, something very traditional. It's nearly time to say goodbye on this edition of the Name Game, but we have to review a couple of those key clues once again. We are in, technically, the French-speaking part of Switzerland, but really it's the gateway, because there are some German speakers here as well. On many maps, you'll find the bilingualism of this place reflected in the name. Both names begin with the letter S, but they're quite distinct from one another. To the north of us is Crans-Montana, and there's a funicular railway that you might find on a map that starts right from our mystery location and goes up there. And our mystery location is not exactly, but more or less equidistant between Brieg to the east and the capital of the canton of Valais, Sion, to the west. Richard Egel, our teacher of the English language at the tourism school located in our mystery location today, thank you once again so much for taking part. And thank you very much for playing the Name Game. Good luck.